In these weeks, we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We have been mourning and crying for centuries, from the days of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, through the days of the Tanaim and Amaram, the Rishonim and Achronim. Contemporary Gedolim continue to mourn. And still, we have not been zoichet to the third Beis HaMikdash. Still no Mashiach. And sometimes, we begin to lose hope. And doubt starts creeping in. Why would he come to our generation? After 2,000 years, why are we still davening? Why are we still mourning? So let me share with you a fascinating idea. Parshas Veschanan opens up with Moshe Rabbeinu imploring Hashem to reverse his decree and let him enter Eretz Yisrael. Not once, not twice, not 100 times, he davened 515 times. The Medrash says, Moshe pleaded, Rabbeinu Shalom, you know how much I sacrifice for you. The tears, the suffering, the loyalty to your people. And this is how it's going to end? Moshe's argument was compelling. His intent was pure. His request was reasonable. If there was ever anyone in history of the world that had pull by Hashem, that had protection by the Bezdin Shemala, it was Moshe. If there was ever a person who knew the inner workings in Shemayim, it would be Moshe. Moshe spoke to Hashem peh al peh. He had face-to-face meetings with Hashem. And what was Hashem's response? Rav lach, enough. Do not speak to me again about this. Stop asking. It's not happening. Moshe's tefillahs are the paradigm of Jewish prayer. We say tefillah l'Moshe. We study his words. We emulate his prayers. Moshe Rabbeinu davened the ultimate tefillah, and still he was not answered. He didn't get his wish. He didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. So how can we tell someone to never stop davening, to pour their heart into tefillah, when Moshe Rabbeinu himself davened the ultimate tefillah and he was turned away? So let me share with you one of the most powerful stories you'll ever hear. In October of 1994, 19-year-old Israeli soldier Nachshon Waxman was kidnapped by Hamas. For 6 days, Jews around the world stormed the heavens with tefillahs. Men, women, and children everywhere pleaded for his safe return. On Friday of his captivity, his mother, Esther Waxman, begged Jewish women around the world, religious and secular, to light Shabbos candles as a schus for her son. Later that night, an elite IDF unit raided the place where Nachshon was being held. They killed the three terrorists that were guarding him. But tragically, when they entered his cell, they discovered they were too late. He had already been executed. And Klal Yisrael was crushed. Yidden around the world mourned him like their own son. Thousands of people from all different backgrounds gathered at the Levaya to pay their last respects and mourn the fallen hero. Before the Levaya, Esther Waxman shared something very powerful. She said, "My husband's biggest fear was that this tragedy would create a crisis in Amuna. Were all of Klal Yisrael's tefillahs in vain?" So he told Nachshon's Rosh Yeshiva, who was delivering the hesped, "Please tell everyone that God did listen to our prayers, and he collected all of our tears. But just like a father would always like to say yes to all of his children's requests, sometimes for reasons we don't understand, he has to say no. Likewise, our Father in heaven heard all of our prayers. And although we don't understand why, this time his answer was no." What courage, what faith. Hashem doesn't always answer yes. Sometimes for our own good, he must say no. Sometimes there isn't a happy ending to the story. There's no baby born. There's no miraculous recovery. And when Hashem says no, it hurts and we cry. But our vision is finite. Hashem sees the entire picture. We may not understand his plan, but we trust that it is ultimately for our good. On Sunday, Malka Bas Yecheskel Shraga was laid to rest. She was an Eishes Chayil in every sense of the word. The embodiment of dignity and devotion. The quintessential mother and grandmother. Her love for her children knew no bounds. She was the ultimate Balas Midos. A woman of deep humility, refined character, and boundless generosity. A true giver, she lived her life in service of others. She built a home of Torah and Chesed. She uplifted everyone around her. When she was diagnosed with a dreaded illness, tefillahs poured in from around the globe. Tehillim groups were formed. Challah was baked in her merit. Kabbalas were undertaken. But on Shabbos, her pure neshama returned to its creator. And we were shattered, grasping for understanding. How could someone so selfless, so kind, be taken in the prime of her life? What happened to all of our tefillahs? What happened to all of our kabbalas? And yet, despite the heartache, despite the tears, we gather our strength and we declare with Emunah, Baruch Dayan HaEmes, because we know with complete conviction that Hashem knows what He's doing. And we believe that all that Hashem does is ultimately for our benefit. Sometimes we see it right away. Sometimes it may take many years for us to realize it. And in some cases, we might not see it in our lifetime. But we have faith. Hashem is listening to all of our prayers. And no prayer goes to waste. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize it at the time. But his not entering Eretz Yisrael turned out to be a tremendous blessing for Klal Yisrael. In fact, it saved the Jewish people from total annihilation. Chazal say, when the decree came down from Shemaim for the Jewish people to be destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash stood before the Bezdin Shemal and pleaded, "Take me instead of your children." And Hashem agreed. And Shafach HaMasa El Eitzim Alavanim. The building was destroyed, but Klal Yisrael survived. However, had Moshe Rabbeinu led the people into Eretz Yisrael and built the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been a permanent structure, indestructible. And when the time came for divine justice, Hashem would have no choice but to pour out His anger on the Jewish people themselves, Rahman and Islam. But because it was not Moshe's Beis HaMikdash, it could be destroyed. And so, Hashem took out His wrath on the sticks and stones of the Beis HaMikdash, spearing Klal Yisrael. So in the end, Moshe's tefillahs were answered in the most profound way. His dream of entering the land was denied. But through that denial, the future of Klal Yisrael was secured. And that is the essence of tefillah. We continue to trust. We continue to daven. Even when we don't see immediate results, we hold on to our emunah and we never give up. And one day we will see that every no was really a yes in disguise. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.